T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, yes. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly. Final hour here on WBEN. Thank you so much for joining me today. So far today, we've talked about the Bills game on Saturday. We've talked about the snow you woke up to and that you continue to deal with. And we continue this hour our conversation on infomercials. Have you ever purchased anything from an infomercial? I really thought this would be a 10-minute thing and I'd move on. No, but you guys did. You guys have purchased a lot on infomercials, and I want to hear about it. 803-0930, star 930. If you're just joining the show, I have been obsessed with infomercials. As a kid, you know, if there was no sporting event on, there was an infomercial on. I'm watching that. I'm thinking, wow, I want that. That looks awesome. If I was an adult, I would buy that. And even into college, and I think I've told this story before, but in college, you know, you're up late at night, right? Maybe you're just getting in from a party, and you turn on the TV, and there's the infomercial with the Time Life infomercial, you know, where it's Gloria Estefan, anything for you, Celine Dion, because I'm your lady. You know, I'm not going to sing much more, but they're playing these songs, right? And it's 30 minutes of these songs. It's live performances. This will be on the CD. And if you call now, we'll throw in 60s and 70s, the best of two decades. But be the next caller and be a caller in the next 15 minutes, or this deal will go away. I was obsessed. It was those things, you start watching it, you couldn't turn it off. But again, we're talking about a time where I did not have a disposable income, so I could not call these numbers, but a lot of you did. We've already heard from 4 people who have purchased the Set It and Forget It Ron Popeil rotisserie. We talked to someone who is a frequent infomercial purchaser, and we're hearing from you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930, star 930. You guys are getting a lot of good texts in here on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. One person says they bought P90X. Now, that's something that I always saw, you know, and even at my thinnest, I was never muscular, right? Even at my thinnest, I would look at P90X and go, I think I could follow that program, right? But I want to know this for the texter. You purchased the P90X. How far did you get through the P90X? You know, and it's so interesting. You look back at some of these infomercials from the 90s and the early 2000s and how much of that stuff is just unnecessary now, right? And not many people still listen to CDs. So Time Life, you don't see many of those commercials. P90X, you can get that now on a streaming service. You can get all those videos, right? So a lot of these things, the way they're delivered now is different, right? So the need for a 30-minute infomercial isn't really there because something we talked about in the first segment, the changing of technology. But it's interesting, the things that all of you have bought. The Slap Chop was one of them. The New Wave Oven, we heard a caller about that, someone also texting in, that they got the New Wave Oven. That was hot. For a moment, Chia Pet, every holiday season, Now, I don't know if they still do this. I should probably pay more attention in the holidays. But it would be every holiday season, you'd have commercials for the Clapper, and you'd have commercials for Chia Pet, right? And then you would go to your drugstore, right? You'd go to Wegmans, you'd go to Walmart, you'd go to Target, and they would have this big display of Chia Pets. And you could get all different kinds, right? You could get Daffy Duck Chia Pet, Bugs Bunny Chia Pet. You could get the original, the OG Chia Pet. They had all these different kinds of Chia Pets. And I don't know if I see the commercials as much anymore. Maybe I'm just not watching the same networks I used to watch. But in the holiday season, and I took a picture of this on Instagram last year, during the holiday season, you still see the Chia Pet displays. I don't know why Chia Pets and the Clapper are so closely associated with the holidays. But it seems like those two products, now I'm not sure the Clapper's still around anymore. Now when you can, you know, wire your house to say, Alexa, turn the light on. Or, you know, Alexa, play News Radio 930 WBEN. Right? Or say, okay, Google, start the dishwasher. You know what I mean? Now that you have all these things, the Clapper's probably kind of outdated technology, as we talked about. Kind of like the delivery of a 50 DVD set for P90X. You can get that all streaming now. So maybe the Clapper is, you know, one of those outdated things, and that has been retired to the infomercial Hall of Fame. But Chia Pet, still very popular. I don't get it, but still very popular. And again, it's one of these things you see around the holiday times, and then January 1st, it's gone, right? It and the Reese's Christmas tree are nowhere to be found the week after Christmas. 803-0930, star 930. What infomercial got you sucked in that you had to pick up that number and call right now for four easy payments of $19.99? And was it the extra add-on stuff that got you? Right, you know, hey, look at this. It's the set it and forget it, the Showtime Roaster. But if you call now, we're going to throw in a knife set. We're going to throw in some gloves. We're going to throw in the steamer. You throw all this stuff in. Was that what sold you? Like, wow, you know, I like that rotisserie. But how could I get it any other time but right now with all these extra add-ons? And you know, I thought these things had lost their power, right? These infomercials. Maybe it's that you don't have the famous set it and forget it anymore, right? R.I.P. Ron Popeil. Maybe it's there's no Billy Mays, R.I.P. Billy Mays. Or maybe it's that now, as Jimmy mentioned in the last hour, you can get all these ads on Facebook, right? And we're all on our computers. We don't need a 1-800 number to order something. We are, from the minute we wake up to the minute we go to bed. And that's most of us, right? I think all of us could admit we need to be on the computer less, we need to be on our phones less. But for a majority of time that we are holding our cell phones, we are looking at an ad. We have an ad going across our screen, be it a Twitter post, an Instagram post, a website ad, a Facebook ad. We have some kind of ad right there at our fingertips, and we can visit that website. But according to let me get the actual source. I don't want to steer you guys wrong. According to a personal finance website, the products in infomercials brought in $250 billion in 2019. So there is still a market out there. And, you know, everyone we talked to, except for one, you know, their experience was a decade or so further back. But they obviously still have these lasting powers, these infomercials. They're so well put together, right? You think of an infomercial as, oh, that's just a throwaway, you know, what's on the next channel. But you got to think of the thought and the skill that goes into this to convince someone to pick up their phone or to convince someone to go to a website and buy something that 10 minutes ago they weren't even thinking about, right? 10 minutes ago, I was watching my local news, and now I'm on the phone to buy this new wave oven. I mean, that takes some skill, that takes some persuasion through a television. You know, I mean, I always look at, and if you have, you know, these digital tier cable systems, and you flip around, and you've got the channels that all day, it's just an infomercial, 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 You know, I look at that and go, okay, well, I'm not, you know, I'll skip right past that. But if you just click on one, you do realize how quickly these things suck you in to at least listen to what they're talking about. And again, it's something that you weren't even thinking about 10 minutes ago. You know, like I said, I used to be obsessed with these things when I was younger. You know, weekend afternoons, if you're up late at night, which on the weekends I was always up late at night, you know, midnight I'm flipping around and there's someone trying to sell me something. There's someone trying to sell me a knife set. Someone trying to sell me, you know, ShamWow, OxyClean to get these stains out of my clothes. And, you know, you got me hooked at 12. You know, it's just some great work. And judging from the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board and the calls that we took today, it's worked. It's worked with a lot of you. And judging by the number of $250 billion in the year of 2019, this is very telling. And that Proactive itself has made $1.7 billion in 2019 based on their ads. ShamWell, by the way, has made over $200 million. Another one that we have not mentioned yet, and I'm surprised no one texted in or called in, was the Snuggie. The Snuggie was that, for a decade, was so popular. Maybe a little less than a decade, but the Snuggie was so popular. You know, I mean, it was every commercial break. I knew a number of people that had the Snuggie, and it just seemed to something that was so simple. Oh, it's a blanket with sleeves. But something that simple was very popular. What I would call the height of infomercials, right? I mean, that mid-2000s, I mean, everywhere you looked, it was a buy on TV, call now, this, and that. 803-0930, star 930. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking infomercials. And really just something that popped into my head and seeing that number of how much money infomercials have made. I thought it was interesting, and we've gotten a lot of great responses on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Dave in South Buffalo, however, has a very important question that I probably should address with the audience. Dave, good afternoon. Hello, Dave.
A hot pepper chip, and I called and advised you not to. Did you ever eat it? Did you eat it on air or at home?
Dave, I followed your advice. I have the hot pepper chip is still in my car door.
Oh, you haven't eaten it?
I have not eaten it. I bring it to work every day. I'm guessing one of these days I will do it. But if you remember, Dave, when I was going to eat it, it was 2 days before my wedding, and I think that's what finally stopped me from doing it. I have not yet, Dave, but I do think that the hot pepper chip will be consumed.
Okay.
But I appreciate you checking in.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Dave in South Buffalo, very important question. You know, I was going to, you know, it's this ghost pepper, hottest chip you've ever eaten. And then you watch the videos of people eating the chip. And then I had a buddy that ate the chip and he got sick. I was like, I can't really do that on air. Right. I mean, I guess I could do it. I could do it in the morning on BMAZ and Beamer, because if I get sick, well, Brian's there. Right. It wouldn't be that much of an issue. If it made me sick, I could at least get out of the studio and I wouldn't have to worry about being off the air. So if we're going to eat the chip, it's going to have to be during BMAZ and Beamer. We'll have to have a webcam going so we can get this the video. But yeah, I can't do it filling in for David or filling in for Tom. I'd have to do it on BMAZ and Beamer because Brian would have to take over. I don't think after I eat this extremely hot ghost pepper chip, I'm going to be able to continue hosting, right? So David in South Buffalo has put that back, though. He did the right thing. He has put that back into the conversation now. And yeah, we're going to have to see. We are going to have to see when the best time to do that will be. We'll obviously have to plan it out with Brian. Maybe something that comes up tomorrow at 9 o'clock on BMAZ and Beamer. Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, as we continue talking about infomercials, someone said, how about the Squatty Potty? Speaking of BMAZ from BMAZ and Beamer, the Squatty Potty is Brian Mazurowski's, I think, his favorite item. He swears by it. He gives it as a gift to everybody. And the Squatty Potty is a good one. And that was one, the way, now that's an invention that came from Shark Tank. And the way they sell those, the way they advertise those, when I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, it was one of our best sellers. I'm not even kidding. That was one of our all-time best sellers when I was there, was the Squatty Potty. Another person says, hey, Joe, Snuggies are still big. I bought my Snuggie at Sam's Club this past fall. Another person says, I bought a Snuggie on New Year's Eve I bought it when I had too much to drink. All right. Another person says, Pillow Pets, Magic Blocks, Knife, Kinetic Sand, and more, Art in Hamburg. Another one here on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board says they are a fan of the Bob Ross Chia Pet. A texter who said P90X said, hey, I did all 90 days, Joe. Well, good for you, man. Art in Hamburg says, well, they make a great gift, these infomercials. I cannot believe the response we got to infomercials on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You guys are great. And like I said, I'm surprised that infomercials still have the income on their products that they had back in the day, because maybe it's just me. I don't see them as much. I don't find some of the products they sold outdated. I'll have to see what they're selling nowadays on these infomercials. Hey, when we come back, it is Martin Luther King Day, and we will be discussing Martin Luther King Jr. with Eva Doyle from the Criterion. She will give us her thoughts. Always great to speak with Eva. That is coming up after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Beamer in for for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sorry about that. Final segment here, and it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and a day where we set aside time to remember Martin Luther King Jr. and also his legacy. And to talk about that with us is Eva Doyle from The Criterion. Eva, always great to talk with you.
Oh, yes. How are you today, Mr. Beamer?
Doing well, Eva. And before we talk about Martin Luther King, we want to congratulate you. You were given an award last night.
Yes. Last night at Klein Hans Music Hall, at the 16th annual celebration of Dr. King, I was awarded the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Award in Education. And it was very special to be honored by this great man, who was such a great leader of the civil rights movement. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and congratulations, Eva. And today is the day where, you know, we set aside time. We remember Martin Luther King Jr. and remember his message. When you think of today, when you think of Martin Luther King Jr., what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, I think of a man who had a message. He had a message for not only for African Americans, but he had a message for all of America. He was a man for America. Sometimes I think we tend to lose that sight of that. Certainly he was a peaceful person, a nonviolent. He was able to put together a movement of millions of people, really. And it wasn't just African Americans. If you look at some of those pictures going back to the 60s, you see a diverse group of people. You see white, you see black, you see pastors from all different denominations. And so he was really pulling people together. And at the time of his death, he was still working to do a poor people's movement, and in recognizing the fact that we still had people who did not have the equality in this country, not only politically but economically. So he was pulling together poor people, and this is a range of people, people from all walks of life and for all racial backgrounds. So that's a message I have tried to get across. And, you know, I spent, Mr. Beamer, I spent 30 years teaching in the Buffalo public schools. And I taught my students about Dr. King, because one of the things we tend to see now, we see one side of Dr. King. We see him saying that I have a dream speech, which is a great speech, not taking anything away from that. But he has so much to say on a wide range of issues. And that's what I tried to get across to our youth. When I first started teaching at the Campus West School many years ago, no one in that school was doing anything in observance and celebration of Dr. King. So I started the first assembly program to honor Dr. King every January, and I did it for 18 straight years until I retired. And in doing that, I had all grades involved, from the kindergarten all the way up to the eighth grade, all students from all racial backgrounds involved in saluting this great American.
You know, you look at that, I have a dream speech, and like you said, it was more than that. But Eva, that's the speech that, you know, when I was a kid in school, we'd play the Friday before Martin Luther King Day. That's the speech that's associated with him. Do you think there is anything from that speech that is today not being seen? What would Martin Luther King, if he was alive today, what would he be the happiest with, and what would he be the most disappointed with?
Well, I think that he would probably look at what we're doing in this day and time, and he probably would be admiring our young people in many instances, because when you think about what happened a little more than a year ago, we had a lot of demonstrations. We had a lot of young people coming out and a lot of young people demanding some justice and light, especially in light of what was going on with some of the issues facing African Americans. I think he would be pleased with that. And when you think about the civil rights movement and the fact that he had garnered so many people in these marches, he really set the standard. He really laid the foundation. So many of the marches we saw coming along after that, the women's movement and all of these other movements, were really a result of the example that he set. I think he would be disappointed today, because although we have come a long way as African Americans, we have made a lot of progress, I think he would be really disappointed in some of the violence that we're seeing in many of our communities in urban America. I think that would distress him. One of the things that people don't know about Dr. King is, you know, back in the day, we had gangs too. You know, I grew up on the east side of Buffalo. I'm 75 years old. But I can remember the fact that we had several gangs. They were not as violent, perhaps, as we see today, because when people had a problem, they settled it with the fist. Today, people are quick to pick up guns. But he used to go into the heart of Chicago, and he would meet with gang leaders to try to bring some peace to many of those young people. So if he were here today, I could see him doing the same thing, because he would be totally disappointed in some of the violence that we hear today. And he would be working toward better education. He would be working toward bringing people together on both sides of the issues, black, white, and you name it. That's the kind of man that he was. He really left an example for all Americans.
And on that message of, you know, trying to bring both sides of an issue together, do you think he'd be disappointed on how divided we are politically in 2022?
I think he would be. But he would be disappointed, but he still would be working to try to bring people together. He would try to bring a meeting of the minds. He would visit both groups of people and talk. You know, I just want to give a quick example of one way that I think. And, you know, a lot of times we do a lot of talking, we hear a lot of rhetoric, but I firmly believe that one of the ways we can reduce a lot of the tension we have and a lot of the racism we have is to begin to have those one-on-one conversations. Like I said, when Dr. King went into the gang community, he reached out to other religious groups. He also visited the Muslim community. He met with Elijah Muhammad, who was the leader of the Nation of Islam at that time. He met with Malcolm X. And a one-on-one kind of thing, I give that example because one of the reporters from your station, I don't hear him too much now, but I think his name was Mr. Baggerman. He came out to interview me some months ago when the auditorium was named in my name, was renamed Eva M. Doyle Auditorium. Well, it was more than that because after he did the interview, we sat down together. And we had a very good conversation. We talked about some of the issues. We shared some of the information about our families. We talked about our different cultures. And this was me and him talking one-on-one. And so I really believe that that's going to be one of the ways that we solve these problems. Because when you think about it, Mr. Beamer, we don't always have conversations with each other. We work together in the workplace. We teach together in the schools. Well, what happens? At the end of the day, we get in our cars, and we all go back to our community, and we really don't talk to one another. So I think that's one of the ways that we can, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to take time. People will have to have patience, but I believe that's very, very important. You know, as a speaker, and I don't know how much time we have here, but I'm going to say this very quickly. I'm known as a speaker in Western New York. My area of expertise is African-American history. I have been invited to speak in Orchard Park, Cheektowaga, Tonawanda, Amherst, West Seneca, and Clarence. And the people who invited me are not African-American. I'm African-American. But the people who invited me had read about my work, had read my articles, and they wanted to know more. So I really appreciated the opportunity to speak because at the end of my lecture, we had conversation. And I think they learned, and I also learned. So I think that's the way out of some of these difficulties that we're having today. We have to draw people together, and we have to use Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as an example.
You know, Eva, it's so true. And Eva, you know I love talking to you. We've got all the time in the world for you. We do need those conversations, but it seems like the further we go, the last 5 or 6 years, or maybe even the last decade, it seems like we have less and less of those conversations. And I don't know if you feel the same way. The further we get from having those conversations, to me, it just is the less likely we'll be able to have more people have those very important conversations that you speak of.
Yes, but you know what, Mr. Beamer, somebody's going to have to stand up. Somebody's going to have to take a leadership role. Somebody's going to have to say, enough is enough. We've got a problem. We're going to have to come together. If you remember, during the time of apartheid in South Africa, when you had so many rifts between black and white, at the end of the day, they had, when Mandela became president, and we just lost the Honorable Bishop Tutu, they had a race and reconciliation conference. And during that time, they sat together, white and black, and they had an honest discussion of what had happened during the days of apartheid. I think that went a long way. South Africa still has problems. I recognize that. But it went a long way. So maybe in the United States of America, the Democrats, the Republicans, the independents are going to have to sit down in a room, lock the doors if you have to, and talk to each other face-to-face. I don't think anybody has done that. And I'd like to be the first one to say, let's get it done.
Well, Eva, if there's anyone I know that can do it, I believe it can be you. And I always appreciate talking to you. I'm so glad you're able to take a few minutes and join me today. And I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Yes, and thank you so much. Now I can get back to making my dinner.
Sounds great, Eva. Thank you so much for joining me.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. That is Eva Doyle. You hear her here on WBEN. She has written for our website, and she also writes for The Criterion. Always great to talk with Eva Doyle. Always appreciate her insight. 803-0930, star 930. That's our number. That's our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board number. It was really nice talking to Eva Doyle this segment. If you missed any of that conversation, you can find that on demand at WBEN.com in the Odyssey app. And she is 100% correct. You know, we just need to start talking. We need to have those conversations. You know, I love talking with Eva. I'm so glad when she can come on the station and give her insight. And I always love listening to her talk. Like I said, she said she doesn't know how much time we have. Always have as much time as Eva needs to speak. Always enjoy speaking with her. But we do need to have those conversations. And I say this a lot. You know, we've got to have conversations with people who aren't like us. You know, I say this about politics all the time. You know, too many people on social media treat real life like their social media account. And someone will come to them with a differing opinion and they'll make a comment and walk away, right? We see friendships ended over this. I've lost a friend over a political difference. I was not the one who stopped talking. It was the other person. You know, I've seen family members fall out of touch because of a difference of political opinion. We need to stop that, and we need to start, and this goes for people on the right side of the aisle and the left side of the aisle. This goes for all people. We need to start talking to people who don't share our opinion. You know, and that's how we're going to bridge this divide in America. We don't have these conversations. We hear someone has a different opinion, we walk away. We make fun of them on social media. But we need to have those conversations. I say this about Hardline all the time. You know, I like when I, like on Sunday, did I disagree with a lot of what Sean Ryan said on Sunday? Of course I did, but we had a conversation. At least I see where he stands. At least I see what his opinions are. I don't agree with them. But we need to be able to have these conversations. And if we want to bridge the divides that we have in this country, it starts by being able to talk to one another, being able to go maybe have a drink together, have a cup of coffee in a real conversation, not some insincere conversation, a real face-to-face conversation, and really just get to understand each other. It's in a lot of cases, it's not about changing someone's mind. It's getting to understand each other. And yes, learning to love one another, even if you don't agree with one another. You know, we have divides in this country. We need to start talking. You know, stop all the ridicule. And I'm guilty of that too. We got to stop the ridicule. We got to stop the just, you know, hanging up on someone, deleting someone on social media, blocking them on social media because we disagree with them and what they're saying to us, and just have a conversation. You know, that goes, like I said, for a lot of the divides here in America. I know when it comes to political divide, you know, I can sometimes be guilty of ridicule, especially on social media. We've got to come together. And at the end of the day, we are all Americans. We've got to start having those conversations. I appreciate you joining me today, filling in for Tom Bowerly. He'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'll be back at 9 for BMAZ and Beamer here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.